Opportunity zones will remain in place for 10 years to try to create long-term investments that help low-income and rural communities. Kristen Clary is president of the group Accelerate West Central Indiana. She hopes they could address the lack of growth in her area.
I think we just look at it as one more tool that helps us to attract industrial and commercial business.
Some counties, including Owen County, were ineligible to apply, having not met the low-income requirement from the census tract. Some places, such as Park County, applied but did not receive a nomination. Clary says using a regional approach should mitigate the effect on such counties.
We are really trying to promote the I-70 corridor, and that comprises of Vigo, Clay, and Putnam in our community, and then Sullivan and Owen are not far off of that I-70 path.
The nominated opportunity zones cover more than 1,000 square miles and 500,000 Hoosiers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.